In Alphabet City, the Avenue C laundromat at 5th Street is bright, clean, and welcoming. It's an example of gentrification in a once sketchy but still somewhat gritty neighborhood. Past the dryers, washers, and folding tables in the back, a microphone is hooked up to a boombox, which plays music as the crowd gathers.
Please, if you're here for the reading, come up close to the back.
Emily Rubin, the creator and producer of the Dirty Laundry Loads of Prose series, hopes she doesn't disturb the dozen or so regulars who are here to simply wash their clothes.
Your laundry, I'm going to go around with boxes of laundry detergent and quarters for you, because we're sorry to have to impose on your chore, but we want you to feel part of what we're doing. So welcome, everybody.
Ruben is a writer and neighborhood activist who's lived in the East Village for 25 years. She didn't want to hold the readings in a downtown literary venue, but in an everyday kind of place.
There's something about the mixture of writers' words and the spinning of the laundry that's mesmerizing. And to me, both things are very part of our human psyche.
Did you do something?
But who wanted to see a monster, even if it meant that you got to tell everyone about it?
Short story writer Kelly Link is reading from her book, Magic for Beginners, about some kids on a camping trip and a monster.
Not anyone in Bungalow 6 except for James Lorbeck, who thought that monsters were awesome. But James Lorbeck was a geek and from Chicago, and he had a condition that made his feet smell terrible. That was another thing about camping. Someone would have to share a tent with James Lorbeck and his smelly feet.
As clean socks were rolled up at one end of a long, sturdy folding table, people listened to Link at the other end. She's on a book tour now, but never made a stop at a laundromat before.
It's nice because when you look in the mirror, the sort of slanted mirror up on the side of the laundromat, you can see all the people standing all the way back. Besides which, I like the way laundry smells.
Joe Spinder digs deep in his pocket for change, which he puts into a dryer. He almost didn't come in because of the crowd. He didn't realize he'd hear a reading. Spinder also didn't bother to sort his laundry.
Are you doing dark or whites?
I'm doing it all together. It's emergency. There's actually about four of these worth, but I was too lazy to do it all. Just wanted to get it out of the way.
The next performer then took the mic. It's Rob Bresny, the Village Voice's astrology columnist and author of Pranoia.
And you know what she wants.
And you know how to get it.
And you know how to get it.
Bresny's preaching attracted many of his longtime admirers, yet others felt the intrusion broke the anonymity of the laundromat. He's never performed in one, but he did read in a bus depot once, which suited his offbeat style.
Trying to blend singing, performance, ritual, and writing in the same person, which took me a long time to figure out how to blend all those two. And I'm getting the hang of doing that.
Jessica Pagan from the neighborhood was focused on folding a huge pile of blue jeans. She listened to the readings with half an ear.
It's actually entertaining. It's either that or the baseball game.
Although there was no concession stand at the laundromat, the sweet scent of fabric softener was temporarily taken over by the odor of beer people brought on their own. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.